What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
I don't know what it is, but it's phenomenal.
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
What, am I missing something?
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
The reality is, humans are humans are humans, and that's never going to end.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
It's a big, big deal.
Hello. You speak English, sir? Parlez-vous usted inglés?
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
I've done the math on this. We've talked about it on this show before.
That's a fact.
You'll learn a little something about yourself.
That's us, dude.
That's why we're radio shows.
That's right.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad.
Let's do this. Discussing issues that matter to you. Finding real answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now, here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Dan Muir, Cassie George here doing Facebook Live, which we are always, we try to be, live on Facebook, facebook.com/Rush to Reason. And yes, this is not an optical illusion. I have a suit and a tie, and yeah.
Yeah, you're looking mighty dapper there, Mr. Rush. You look kind of look like the most interesting guy in the whole world, an interesting man.
Interesting man in the world. It's my new suit.
That's you. I know. It looks good. So what's the lapel pin? Is that a top secret lapel pin? Does that get you into the secret club?
I think it does. It's like the secret suit club.
There you go. The secret suit club, John Rush.
I don't know what this thing's for, but it was.
Are you like a founding member of the secret suit club?
It came with, yeah, because I never wear one. So it's a real secret.
It's a real secret.
Well, it could be a tracking device.
It's a tracking device.
It could be. They'll know where I'm at. They always do anyways.
They do.
Pretty much. So yeah, I'm wearing a suit, going to an event tonight that we should actually talk about, the North Jeffco Ladies, Republican Ladies Christmas Party I am speaking at tonight. So you could ask Julie if people can still sign up at the door. I'm not sure.
I'll shoot her text. So now, are you the Grinch of the party, or do you come bearing gifts?
Well, we'll have
gifts
a lot of fun. Knowledge. We'll have a blast.
I know you will.
It'll be fun.
It'll be a lot of fun.
You betcha. 60% of the time, it works every time. That's me.
That's the math.
That's it. All right, let's do this. How about Nicole Martin giving us an update on the Jack Phillips Masterpiece Cake Shop? There's no ruling, but let's get an update on what happened today. Nicole, welcome. How are you? I should say welcome back to Rush to Reason.
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me, John and Dan. It's so we had our day in court 5.5 years into this, and Mr. Phillips and Masterpiece Cake Shop made it all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States.
That's awesome.
So we're thrilled.
That's awesome. How did today go in that regard?
How do you feel it went?
I think it went well. I mean, it's too soon to tell, but we feel good about it. And we certainly got some tough questions, but the other side got some tough questions. Among those were, Diane Rice and her patently bigoted statements toward religion, and when she compared Jack to a Nazi and a slaveholder, Justice Kennedy asked the Colorado AG if those statements were ever disavowed by the Colorado Civil Rights Commission during the proceedings below, and he had to respond that they were not.
Ooh.
And he then followed that up with, have they been disavowed since? And he had to answer that they have not. And then he followed up with, disavow them now. Does the state of Colorado disavow those statements that are on the discriminatory side? Or I can't remember if he said discriminatory or biased, one of the two. And he said, well, of course we disavow them now. They had over 4 years, maybe 3.5, give or take, to disavow the statements made by Commissioner Diane Rice, and they never did.
Hmm.
She was never censured. So it was a vindicating moment. No matter what happens when their decision is rendered, it was a vindicating moment for Jack Phillips and the battle that he has waged for the last 4.5 to 5 years.
You know, Nicole, Jack really is, you know, he's a hero for all of us.
Right.
I mean, he has sacrificed everything to stand on his principles and his beliefs. And I want to thank you for, you know, supporting him from day one.
Yes.
And helping him get to this point.
Yes.
Because, quite frankly, he's been persecuted by the state of Colorado for his religious beliefs.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that was not lost on the court. Justice Gorsuch followed up with questions like, do we know whether Ms. Rice's comments influenced the other members of the commission? And based on some of the statements I've read in the order from the commission or the proceedings, the final hearing, in December of 2013, I believe, he felt that some of those comments showed a degree of bias and hostility toward religion. So Justice Gorsuch shared the same concerns that Justice Kennedy illuminated. And they also thought, Justice Gorsuch also felt, no, I think it might have been Justice Alito, that in tandem with the three cake artists who were allowed to decline custom cake designs from a gentleman named Bill Jack, that they were allowed to decline because they felt those messages were offensive. Justice Alito asked that fact, combined with these openly hostile statements toward people of faith, doesn't that reveal a discriminatory overtone or a biased overtone to the proceedings? And he questioned whether they were, in fact, impartial proceedings. So that was I didn't have a lot of time to talk to Jack about that today, as you can imagine, to unpack all of the different questions in the hearings. But I have to imagine that felt very good to hear.
Well,
and
Nicole, it had to have. Not only that, it just shows that the justices were paying attention to what's going on here in Colorado.
Yeah, amen.
That's
good
big.
Point. Good
That's
point,
really
Dan.
Huge.
Yeah. Yes. So it was a tremendous day. I mean, you're right, John. Jack's business has been crushed by the state of Colorado.
Yep.
And if the government likes your message, you're good to go. I mean, we saw that. If you think the right things, like the three Denver cake artists, if you have the right thoughts about same-sex marriage, you're okay.
Yep.
The state of Colorado is going to protect you.
Yep.
But if they don't like your views, like Jack's views, they are going to crush you financially. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Spiritually.
Yes.
I mean, he suffered financial harm, dignitary harm, emotional harm. So that isn't the type of government that anyone should want to live under.
Agree. And as a fellow business owner myself, and Nicole, this is one thing that I know it's not being talked about a lot because this has so many religious freedom implications, and I get that. But I will tell you, as a current business owner and a former owner of retail facilities, much like Jack's, the one thing that as a business owner, and I think whether you're a Christian or not, you could have no belief in God whatsoever, but believe in your own business. And I'm here to tell you, you should be paying attention to this particular case because, Nicole, the thing that I keep looking at as a business owner is this. I want the Supreme Court to come down and say, I don't even care about I understand Jack's case, the artistic value, all those different things. I get that. But I, as an owner, I want the freedom as a business owner to be able to wait on whatever customer and do business the way I want to do it without any repercussions from anyone. We already have laws to protect against, you know, discriminatory things and so on. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about as an owner, I want to be able to distinguish between who I want to do business with and who I don't. And I think that's a real key here that frankly is not being talked about much because of the larger, you know, religious freedom aspect of this case.
Sure. And you have to balance all of that, of course, against public accommodation law.
Agree.
And that's the society that we're living in, and that's the bargain that we've struck, right, in order to do business in certain states. But as more and more and more people come into the fold of those public accommodation statutes and come into protected status, it's getting more and more difficult to take that approach. But, you know, Jack's not asking for, I've heard talk about a religious exemption. We're talking about free exercise,
right,
and freedom of religion, which is a notion that has been enshrined in the Constitution for 200 plus years. This is not some novel defense that that we've thought up. This is something that is the very cornerstone of the civilizational society.
Yep.
And the fact is, tolerance is a two-way street. Protecting Jack's artistic freedom preserves a society where diverse and pluralistic people can live together.
Agreed.
In the midst of their differences.
Agreed. Okay, question real quick, Nicole, that just came in, and I know we've got to get you going here, but a question came in via text message to us from a listener, and that is, if Jack is found to be innocent of all charges, in other words, he's in the right, he can continue to do what he's been doing in regards to not making these wedding cakes, does he have any recourse against the state of Colorado at all?
He does not.
Okay.
I mean, unless the court were to hold something extraordinary, that this was more of a deprivation of his civil rights, we haven't asked for that sort of relief. Jack just wants to make wedding cakes. Amazing.
Right.
Artistic.
Right.
Custom designed pieces of art.
Right.
Honestly,
right.
He just wants the freedom to do what he loves and what he feels God has called him to do. That's
Makes sense.
All he's asking.
Makes sense.
That is all he's asking for. And he wants the same freedom, you guys, that was given to La Sensual, Gatto, and Azucar Bakeries.
Yeah.
That's what he's asking for.
Yeah, agree, Nicole.
Nothing
go ahead, Dan.
More.
Yeah,
nothing
real quick,
more.
Real quick, Nicole. You know, be sure you give Jack our love because we just love the guy.
I will.
But just real quick, you know, I met you about 4 years ago when this whole thing started, and I don't know. Have you ever been to the Supreme Court before in this kind of capacity?
And
what was that like?
I have not.
I mean, but from a professional standpoint, it had to have been just amazing to be there.
Sure. I mean, my joke is, you guys, and I don't mean to be glib or diminish it in any way, because let me tell you, it's a huge deal. But I tell you know, my close friends, you guys, I'm going to the Super Bowl for lawyers.
There you go. That's it. No, and you've done a great job, Nicole. So, yeah, what Dan just said, we mean with the bottom of our heart. In fact, we were going to try to get a couple boxes of cupcakes from Jack today and actually bring them down and feed everybody at the studio here and so on. And we went by and found out that they were closed up because of the case and all of that. So, yeah, no, for sure. Tell Jack that we will still get our cupcakes at some point in time when he's back in action
him.
And let him know that. And we're going to continue to pray for him and pray for guidance and wisdom on our Supreme Court and those judges that are there, that they make the right ruling here.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nicole. We appreciate it very much. Thank you so much for that update. And that is coming right from the horse's mouth, folks. Right.